Hello, garden patrons. My name is Terry Huang. I'm the director of living collections here at South Coast Botanic Garden. I'm filling in for Georgianne, who's on vacation and taking some well-deserved rest. You'll hear back from her next week. I've got some plants I would love for you to see this week in the garden. So we're going to start off near the greenhouse and kind of follow tram in a counterclockwise direction. But of course, you could visit these plants in whatever order you please. So starting off near the display greenhouse, you will see a lot of our native plants really going for it this time of year. And that's all thanks to our slow, damp, cool spring and plenty of rain in the winter. So right now, Salvia apiana, also known as white sage, is looking amazing with its tall, airy flowering stalks and beautiful white leaves. And Salvia clevelandii, which is the blue sage, also known as Cleveland sage. From there, we're going to walk past the desert garden and kind of towards the edge of the desert extension. And there's a little path that goes down the hill, and there you will see citrus and sages mixed in. And the other sage I would love for you to see is Salvia mellifera, also known as black sage, which is one of the most common sages you find around along the coast. Lovely scented leaves as well, a little more fruitier than the other two we just talked about. Continue on to Tram Road and take a right. All along the left, you will see Lonicera japonica, also known as Japanese honeysuckle, blooming right now, and its intoxicating scent just wafts through the air, especially if it's a little bit warm and slightly humid. And on the right, you will see Tropiola magus, which actually is blooming all over the garden. So anywhere there's a little bit of shade and the soil stays damper longer, you'll see them erupting out of the ground and scrambling all over our plants. Their yellow, orange, and sometimes slightly red flowers don't last very long, and in the heat of summer, they will definitely be gone. So enjoy these while they last. Continuing on Tram Road, just to your right, you will see the wisteria that is now done flowering but growing its luscious new green leaves. And in that tangle, you will first encounter the wild grape, the desert wild grape, that is Vitis gridiana, native to California. And what I love about this vine is the new growth has this beautiful, soft, fuzzy white tips, very cuddly, and it does want to take over, so we do have to prune it quite often throughout the year. And next door, we've got Rosa Helenae. This is Helen's Rose, a wild rose. Though it may be a hybrid, it is most likely the species. And when I say species in wild rose, what I mean by that is this is something you would find out in the wilds of China. And the flowers are just 5 petals, also known as single petals. And that's typical of wild roses. The extra petals that we see in the roses we love and grow today was done by human breeding. And this rose also blooms once a year, so really enjoy it before it's done. Otherwise, you'll have to wait till next spring. Across the path, you'll see Catalpa bignonioides, also known as Southern Catalpa, a tree native to the southeast of the United States. It's grown for its large heart-shaped leaves and white flowers with purple speckling in its throat. So enjoy it while it lasts because the flowers just bloom once a year. Continue up the hill, then down, and across from Brody the penguin, we will encounter an old rose. The rose name is Rosa Cecile Brunet. This rose was very popular back in the day, grown on arbors and on street corners, on homes all over California. You might see them blooming around town in older homes. And what's not to love? Lots of petals and small little blush pink flowers with a sweet scent. So enjoy them while they last, because this rose doesn't really rebloom that much further into the year. So this is its big show right now. Continuing onto Tram Road, when you get to that intersection by the service yard, you will see Rosa Californica. Yes, I'm highlighting roses because this is their time of year, and this one's particularly special because it is our native rose. Even though it's one of the most common ones, it's still very magical every time I see it, especially on a hike, because if you get up close and smell those flowers, they smell very sweetly of rose and a little bit of cinnamon. Fabulous. Once you're done smelling and admiring our California wild rose, and you must, because it blooms just this time of year, and if you miss it, it's okay, it'll bloom again next spring. Continue your jaunt along Tram Road and pay attention to all the plants that are just starting to wake up from their dormancy. New leaves can be as beautiful as flowers, and that is the case with Ceiba insignis, also known as white silk floss tree. you will see that the leaves have come out. They're this pale, creamy green color with a little bit of a tinge of pink. And this will change very rapidly as the leaves expand and mature. Continuing from there, follow Tram Road and head up the hill. At the top, you'll encounter a small grove of ginkgo biloba, also known as ginkgo trees. These prehistoric trees are looking exceptionally good this year thanks to all the winter rains, so admire the beautiful foliage. And little fun fact, they're actually not related to flowering plants, they're more related to conifers. Isn't that crazy? Continue on Tram Road and head towards the Banyan Grove. And while you do that, enjoy all the beautiful flowers, the foliage, and the bird song as you head that direction. And once you get there, there'll be a fork in the road. Take the path on the left and follow it towards the amphitheater lawn, and once you get there, take a right up the hill towards the Garden of Senses and the Rose Garden. On your right, you will see a large stand of Rhamnea culturae, also known as Matilaha poppy, in the distance. Please get up close and take a look and admire it. These large, large flowers are the biggest ones of any poppy in California. And it actually almost became the state flower, but instead the golden California poppy went out. Once you've had your fill of the Matilaha poppy, head towards the Garden of Senses again, and along the way you will see more nasturtiums popping out of the bushes with their cheery, bright colored flowers. In the Garden of Senses, the scented geraniums, also known as pelargoniums, are doing fabulous right now. Lots and lots of flowers, thanks again to the cool, damp spring. But this is not what I want you to see. What I want you to see, yes, is another rose. At the base of the steps and ramp that leads into the rose garden, there's an old rose, and excuse my French, I can't speak it very well at all, if at all, is Rosa Baron Prévost. A beautiful old rose with many, many petals packed in there, and it has that old rose scent. Enjoy it as it tends to be a once-blooming rose and might make some flowers later in the year, but this is its time. And while you're in the rose garden, enjoy it. This huge, beautiful flush is the first bloom of the spring, and it's often the biggest because they've had all that time and rest in the winter to build up all the strength to make so many flowers. And if that isn't enough, head up the promenade up to the front of the garden and take a left towards our Soar Pavilion. Get a ticket, you can buy it in person or online. And the reason why I want you to head there is because our narrow leaf milkweed is growing beautifully right now and it's starting to bud. Not quite blooming yet, but what's more exciting is that the monarchs have been laying their eggs there and lots of little caterpillars have been busy munching away, which is very exciting for us. And we have even a couple of chrysalids. So in just a few more weeks, we'll have some adults flying around again and starting the whole process again. And that's it for me. My name is Terry Huang, Director of Living Collections at South Coast Botanic Garden, filling in for Georgianne.